It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news. We do it every morning, 7 days a week. And you'll find us on iHeartRadio, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Yeah, a Friday already. The Friday has rolled around. The anticipation, the excitement, the drama of the property and open homes is building. If you are going to be doing that this coming weekend, offering plenty of locations across Australia for exploring real estate selections that you might have sussed out online. And don't we like to do that whole online viewing and dreaming? Well, it is Friday. And February the 16th day today, and we're off to Toorak in Melbourne to get a sense of the premium property market there with Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar. And a very good morning, Antoinette. I understand you are fresh back from Aspen, Colorado. Lucky you.
Good morning, Craig. Yes, I've recently returned from the Rockies in Colorado. Absolutely beautiful. That's a market that I know very well, have been going there for over 30 years. And this year was very special because I was actually involved in the taking buyers through a chalet, which a client, an Australian client, has an interest in, on about 3 acres of land, 7 bedrooms, 380-degree vistas of the mountains, very, very beautiful, and a lot of wildlife to boot.
And you were telling me that the family are into the skiing, but you're not so much of a skier. What, you just sit on the deck there with a nice red, do you?
I don't drink red wine, but yes, my husband's first love is skiing, and the kids have been brought up on ski, so they love it. And I just love the downtime. I always find lots of things to do. Lovely to have a change of scenery and pace from, hectic life in Melbourne.
Yeah, and look, I want to talk about, you ask any person involved in the real estate industry these days, and you ask them what their take is on 2024, often you get a mixture of answers as different as they are nuanced. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what you're predicting for the 2024 housing market, and it might just be nuanced.
I think the consensus, without doubt, of 23 is that whilst it was a challenging market, it was not without opportunity for, astute players. I think that the residential sector, particularly established urban sector, was very resilient and did very well, despite elevated interest rates and a lot of economic uncertainty. And I think moving into 24, it's quite similar to 23, as the fundamentals, including, say, interest rates and production costs, whilst they will remain elevated, I think the key difference to 24 is that there's certainly a renewed confidence that interest rate cycle has peaked and that inflation is moving in a downward direction. And I think that those two key macroeconomic factors really herald the beginning of a lower interest rate environment. And whilst that won't realistically start to 2025, there's definitely renewed confidence.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, plenty of confidence. It's been a great start for 2024. And that is Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar, who we will come back to in just a moment. Fresh back from Aspen, Colorado. We'll do that in just a moment.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Well, according to the latest PropTrack listings report, property listings on realestate.com.au surged by 12% year on year in January. Now, that is indicating a more active market compared to the previous year. This increase actually brings total listings to more balanced levels in major capital cities, offering buyers greater options. Have you experienced that yourself? Well, PropTrack senior economist Angus Moore has noted a bustling start to the year in Melbourne and Sydney, with new listings significantly higher than last year. Despite the possibility of further interest rate hikes, financial markets anticipate rate cuts later this year. And that is such a big talking point at the moment. When are the rate cuts coming? So overall, increased listing activities suggest a more favourable environment for buyers, especially in Sydney. So watch this space.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
And it is a Real Estate Friday, and we are in the suburb of Toorak this morning in Melbourne, catching up with Antoinette Nido. And Antoinette, you were just talking about the confidence in the market, which I think a lot of people are talking about for the start of 2024. So what do you think is driving the, I guess it could be called a bullish outlook, certainly for the start of 2024? What's driving it, do you think?
I think there's three key things that are driving the optimism. The first one, without a doubt, is the growth in population. You know, our population is really looking at doubling as a nation by 2070. If you have a look at what are the composition of that population growth, which a key part of that growth is, I think we will see the Asian composition of the population increase significantly. And the other two sectors of the population where there will be a bit of a structural shift that will influence housing, two demographic sectors, and one are the millennials, which would include, say, adult children. And the second one are is the downsizers. A second one is foreign investment. What's very telling is that the National Australia Bank Residential Survey have seen foreign investment at an all 6-year high, where in the last quarter of 2023, 10.1% of home purchases were to an overseas buyer. So that is really at an all-time high. Of my last 10 sales over $10 million, that's something like 6 out of 10 were to foreign investors, and most of those were Chinese. So that's certainly what the very, very consistent with the National Bank survey, my own empirical data on the ground here.
Yeah, okay. So let's right now have a look at vacant holiday houses across the Australian landscape. It's an interesting time of the year. Of course, over the Christmas New Year period, people have gone to these holiday homes. What happens, do you think, in 2024 for the secondary home market? What do you think is likely?
Well, it's an interesting one. With the changes in land tax that have been introduced as of the 1st of January 24, there will be increased land tax rates for holiday homes which are not occupied for more than 4 weeks in a year by the owner, or have not been let for more than 6 months. So I think with some of those changes that really are falling victims to the, really horrendous rates of land tax that we're seeing in Victoria, I think ultimately it will be the people that can least afford it that will bear the brunt of that, and that's going to be your renters. I think it's really sad, because the housing crisis is something, it's very worrying, and it's very worrying for us as a nation.
Yeah, it's a problem that is unfortunately not going to go away, and it is going to be with us, I think, for some time until we can sort of try some new ways of building our way out of this dilemma. Now, talking of dilemmas, let's have a look at land tax, particularly with investors. I mean, this is a bit of a sour one for 2024. Do you think that the land tax is going to have a huge impact on property investors this year?
Well, I think it will be, because it really affects mum and dad investors who've worked very hard all their life to buy one or two investment properties. So they're just saying the threshold for land tax has increased significantly. So properties now worth $300,000 or more, they were previously not subject to land tax and now they are. And I think ultimately it will be borne by the renters, who are the people who can least afford to bear that brunt, and by, you know, middle Australia that may have one or two investment properties where they've worked hard to have an income, a passive income in retirement. I think they're really being squeezed. And we are certainly, I am certainly receiving calls from clients saying, well, you know, I get $100,000 in rent on my property that I've had for 15 years, and now my land tax has gone from $28,000 to $48,000. It's just not worth it. So I think it is a real problem that's where our housing crisis is heading, and we need to have better policy solutions, in my view. And one of those things may be looking to regional markets as a long-term solution to providing, you know, a better supply of affordable housing.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, on that note, enjoy your Friday there in Toorak. So have a great Friday and a great weekend.
Thanks, Craig.
Don't let dinner prep time go to waste. Plug in your earbuds to listen to a world of powerful real estate news and information.
10 years working as a buyer's agent in WA. That's a lot of property buying and a lot of intermingling with all these investors that are coming in.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big milestone. I've been in the industry a bit longer than 10 years. I started out a couple of years as a selling agent and then realised pretty quickly that's not what I wanted to do. We've now sort of hundreds of millions of dollars of transactions and dealt with many investors and home buyers in Perth, and a lot of success stories. And so we're sort of reflecting on that at the moment, and we're going to celebrate mid-year and head off for our first elongated holiday with the kids. We're taking a month off and heading to Europe in June to celebrate.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.